Hello, all, and welcome to Rockstar, special guest appearance of Starbucks.
Brought to you by Starbucks.
This episode is featuring the mocha latte something. I don't know, I don't drink coffee.
So. There's green tea. I got green tea, that works.
It's brought to you by Starbucks green tea. It is also brought to you by Beloved Star's broken computer, aka that's why she's not here. Screw that.
But she loves Starbucks.
So it's going to be a super fast night because Val goes into Starbucks. But get excited. We're going to have lots of fun. Tonight is 80s rock. And up first, we have Snowfender.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day I'll next day is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come or should I blow? Woo! Should I stay? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Blue. I think this was a pretty good song choice. I thought like your vocals were kind of weaker than like the energy. You had like really good energy, but the vocals were kind of like shaky here and there. That's about it, really. I thought this was pretty good. It's pretty good for this stage of the competition.
Yeah, it was a solid, like, you know, big cut submission. It seemed a bit high for you in some places, but I really liked your energy. I agree with Valk that the vocals were a little shaky, but you had a really super cute laugh, and when you were like singing along with the instrumental, that part was adorable. I really liked that. And then I think the background voices were you at some parts, but then not in others.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that. Other than that, really liked it. I did think your vocals were a little bit shaky.
Even though
No.
Some parts that I didn't like. I really generally love you on these kind of like bare backtrack sort of things because you generally like perform them really well. This got a little repetitive for me towards the end. I wish you had done a little bit more because the background vocals just didn't seem as strong as you normally do with background vocals. they were still good. Like, I didn't have issues with them, but they just didn't have the, like, emotional impact that your background vocals normally have. And some parts, it sounded like you weren't, like, there was a couple parts where it felt like you were afraid to close your mouth in some parts. Like, it was funny, because, like, I was, like, it sounded like you just, like, have very round sound, which was different and interesting. It wasn't necessarily bad, because, like, I kind of liked that you switched it up. Like, this was very different from Slide, and I liked that. I really enjoyed listening to both this and Slide for different reasons. But, yeah, I think my main problem was that it got a little repetitive. Valk?
I don't know, this was kind of weird for me. Like, I felt like you did that airy thing that you do, and, like, that's, like, don't die. But that's, like, whenever you do that airy thing, you, like, don't, there's only, like, one type of emotion that you do, and, like, I don't know. I'm not really familiar with the song, but I don't think it was that appropriate for this. It just, like, sounded like Happy Jeffers, and I like when you're like, oh, I am stuff. I guess this is Free Fall and blah, blah, blah. So it's like Happy Crap or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought you kind of, like, it sounded like you couldn't, like, support yourself well because you were hairy, and the background vocals were kind of weird. Like, I don't know. It just had, like, a quality to it that I didn't really like that much. I like it better when you sing, like, more grounded when you sing instead of, like, airy, because then you, like, have a lot more dynamics and stuff.
Yeah, like, I think it didn't have a lot to play with.
Yeah.
I agree about the airy vocals. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my.
Every claim you stake, I'll be watching you.
Every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you. 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 I'll be watching you.
He didn't. He went all non-moonbeam.
I know, maybe he's trying to break free from that.
He said he didn't like being called that, but that just makes me want to call him a bit more,
I know,
so.
What did you think?
This was kind of like, I don't want to like copy, but like, kind of like what Nani said last night on Poplook, like, it was like, you singing opera on a rock song.
Yeah,
and it like, yeah, and your voice sounded good on it, and the energy was good, but like the style you were singing it in just kind of clashed with the backtrack, and I wish you would have like toned down the kind of like vibrato that you had and like made it sound more like tender and rocky as opposed to like opera rock blah. And it was like super super reverb heavy, and that was kind of, I don't know why there was so much reverb on it, because it kind of didn't match the backtrack that well.
Yeah, I thought that it sounded like you were far away.
You're trying to hide something with that reverb.
Like, what were you doing, Russ? What were you hiding? I know you're hiding. He'll be watching.
Ed and Truda.
But I really like this song for your voice. Like,
yeah,
so
it was really good.
Like, it was such a good choice, but then, like, you sang it so strong. Like, I wrote, I imagine you sitting up and being like, oh, like, very, like, but, yeah, I did like this. I really liked it.
Birth, yeah. watching a time that is just in. Oh, standing with their backs to the wall.
Mixed it this week, I think.
Oh, really? It just, like, yeah. Sounded like a legitimate rock song. Like,
I know. It's awesome.
I love when you were... my favorite line was, did you feel that people were magic? Because you were just really awesome, like, thing. I don't know how you did it, but it was really cool.
it was like, I don't care about the world,
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, like, great energy. You sang it really well. You really, like, captured that, like, raw. I loved that. What'd you think, Valk?
Yeah, this is like my favorite of the night. Y'all, I was like, I don't have anything like negative to say. Like, I loved this like grunge you had in your voice, and like the energy was like super amazing. And like, I love the like. I love that you picked, like, a metal song and you, like, rocked it, because they're, like, really, really hard to, like, have the energy on and stuff. And, like, yeah, the mixing was super awesome. Make Nani mix for you all the time.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Oh, girl.